Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
The 1 minute cannon went about 20 seconds ago, so I'm going to throw over to Melissa under pressure, do the rundown as quickly as you can.
Okay, so we have the division being started by Sullivan W1, then Churchill W1, Maggie W2, Gerton W1, Emmanuel W2, Homerton W1, Fitzwilliam W1, Robinson W1, Sydney Sussex W1, Hughes Hall W1, Jesus W2, First and Third W2, Christ W2, Newnham W2, Pembroke W2, St Ed's W1, Keys W2, Downing W2, and the cannon has just gone off. So can I return to Pete? What can you see?
I'm down on first post corner, and I can just see the row is starting off now. So I can see Selwyn, Churchill, Lady Margaret all seem to have got off to reasonably good starts. Selwyn taking quite a wide line on this first corner, but they seem to be all about on station at the moment now. Selwyn girls looking fairly composed at the start of the race. They've probably opened up a slight lead on Churchill behind them. That's probably up to about two lengths now, I'd say. So Selwyn doing well. A lot of the Churchill girls seem to have sort of pink roses or something in their hair, so got a nice team motif going on. They've just gone past me, and again probably a couple of lengths between them and Lady Margaret behind them, so no danger of any bumps yet in this first part of the course. I can see Gerton now, but maybe Ben can just start to see the race developing around the corner at Grassy.
Well, no one's made it around the reach yet to Grassy. I can just quickly relate an anecdote about the Queen's M3 who rode over
Ben.
At the start of the last division. Yes, Pete.
Okay, so I can see a close tussle going on between Emma W2 and Homerton W1. It's probably down to about a quarter of a length now, so Homerton really catching them, and it looks like there's about to be a bump. Have they conceded? Still rowing hard. Maybe Ben can follow up on that one, but it looks like Homerton M1 have bumped Emma W2.
Well, Pete, I will be keeping my BDI on that. Selwyn W1 are rowing. They look... The blades are slightly askew, Selwyn W1, as they row round. They've taken quite a nice line, although they're going to risk grazing the barges with their blades if they're not careful as they come through the gut into Grassy Corner. Churchill W1, got a Selwyn button behind me, there you can hear him. Churchill have much nicer blade heights, have also taken a similar line, it's about a boat length there. Maggie W2, I think... that's going to be interesting. They're already looking tired and they're slouching in their seats. They look very tired indeed, in fact, and Gerton W1 may well catch them. Emma W2 are further two legs behind that, and I can see I can see Emma and Homerton still rowing. Pete, over to you.
I can see a tussle developing between Hughes Hall W1 and Jesus W2. Jesus were very close as they were going around first corner, probably within about a third to a quarter of a length, something like that, and then there's a massive gap between them. I've not seen first and third W2 or Christ W2 come past, but I can see Newnham now, so I'm going to call a bump on first and third W2 by Christ W2.
Pete.
Yeah, over to
Pete,
them.
I can see Fitz have conceded. No, Homerton have conceded. Fitz pulling over, Robinson rowing past, which means that Fitz have bumped up on Homerton W1. Emma W2 continue to row over, so that means that Emma did get away after all. Fitz, very well done to you. Robinson now coming past me, but there's significant overlap about to happen. There's almost certainly going to be a bump. Sydney Sussex W1, the ball of the front of their boat almost pointing into the back of the cox of Robinson. That's going to be hairy. It's half a boat length there. Behind them, I can't see
Ben?
Caesars.
Melissa?
Oh, yes. Melissa.
Okay, so I can see Selwyn has just passed me. There is about a quarter of a length between Churchill W1 and Selwyn W1, who they are trying to bump. Churchill's blade work on their road down was looking extremely tidy, and I wouldn't be surprised if that is a bump. Alice will be able to follow up on that, because I can see Maggie with what looks like Gerton almost overlapping them. Maggie will have to take a very good corner in order to secure, in order to make sure that they don't get bumped. It looks like Gerton is going to get the bump. Yes, that's an excellent corner from the Gerton Cox, and I think that's a bump by Gerton for Maggie. Back to Pete.
I can just bring you an update. I can see Christ W2 fetching foliage from the bank, so they bumped first and third W2 before first post corner. So they're looking happy today.
Pete. Pete. I can see Newnham W2 now coming around grassy corner. They look like they're heading for a long and lonely row over. Pembroke W2, St Edmunds W1, nowhere to be seen, nor are Keys W2 or Downing W2. So I'm guessing there were bumps there. St Edmunds W1, yes, Pete?
I've not seen either of those pairs of boats, but I also presume that there was a pair of bumps there. But I'll wander down the river and try and find out about that.
Fantastic. So let's throw it back to the listener now.
Alice.
Let's throw it to Alice then.
I can say that Selwyn and Churchill are now pulling in just about a quarter of the way down the reach, so I'm going to call that as a Melissa? Bump between Selwyn W1 and Churchill W1. Melissa, to you.
Over to Melissa now, please.
Okay, so I think that... Oh, it looks like there'll be some controversial judging coming in because Sydney Sussex came to a stop having thought that they bumped Robinson, who then pulled away from them. There was some heavy overlap, so I would be surprised if that is allowed. And both crews have pulled to the side. So that is Sydney Sussex bumping Robinson. Now Hughes Hall is just rowing past. They've got a length and a half, if not two lengths, between them and Jesus. They should make it down the reach. So I don't think Jesus is going to bump them today. Just coming up past the plough, I can see what looks like Newnham. They'll have been hoping to bump Christ W2 today, but it looks pretty lonely where they are. They've got about, a good many lengths between them and... Is that Jesus who've just rounded the corner onto the reach? So we've got Newnham finishing. What it looks like they're finishing up the division on their own.
Melissa.
They'll just be looking to row over and keep it together. Their technique, they're keeping pretty much in time. The three seats having a bit of trouble, but we'll go back to Alice further up the reach just to finish off this division. Alice?
Okay, yes. You are correct in that Jesus are going to row over. They're about halfway down the reach, and there's, you know, seven or eight lengths between them and the next boat. So Jesus are just sort of... Oh, no, that's not Jesus.
That would be Hughes Hall or Newnham. Any news on Hughes Hall and Jesus, Alice?
No, this is Emma W2 rowing over at the moment.
Oh, okay, so you've got a while
Emma
until
W2.
The next boat you see.
And the next boat
Hall,
I
W1.
Can see... Yes, Hughes Hall W1 are coming down. They again look like they're going to row over, as do the boats behind them. I would be very surprised if we have any more bumps down on the reach. But I suppose something could always happen. There is a chance Hughes Hall could catch a massive crab, stop rowing, and maybe caught, but I would say it looks unlikely at this stage. Melissa, is anything else going on with you, or have the last boats passed?
Let's throw it to Pete now.
Okay, I've just seen Downing W2, who were the sandwich boat, rowing very slowly past me, and I asked the two coaches what had happened, and one of them said that he didn't know, but they think that technical rover is going to be awarded to the bottom of the division, so Pembroke, St Ed's, Keys and Downing, who we didn't see, but...
Is there any reason why?
The Downing coach looked very annoyed and didn't seem in the mood for talking, so I left him... to go on his way, but I'll try and investigate this further and see if I can find any news for you.
Okay, Alice?
Thanks very much, Pete. Alice, let's throw over to you.
And, okay, so now this is Jesus just coming past me, and Hughes Hall have just gone past me too. Once again, there does not look like there's going to be any bumps between these boats. There's about three or four lengths between them, and then there's another three or four before Newnham have a very lonely row over at the end of the division. So I think we can wrap up there. I think we can say with certainty there's not going to be any more bumps in this division. So, Ben,
okay,
back to you.
Thanks very much, Alice. So let's give a rundown of the results as we've called them so far. At the top of the division, Selwyn W1 were bumped by Churchill W1. LMBC W2 bumped by Girton W1. Emma W2 row over. Homerton W1 bumped by Fitz W1. Robinson W1 bumped by Sydney Sussex W1. Hughes Hall W1 and Jesus W2 both row over. First and third W2 bumped by Christ's W2. Newnham W2 row over. And then we think technical row overs for a Pembroke W2, St Edmunds W1, Keys W2 and Downing W2. But we do need to confirm that. Pete, do you have any more news on those?
I can confirm a technical row over to Keys and Downing, and Pembroke W2 crashed, and that seemed to cause some sort of carnage. So I presume St Ed bumped Pembroke, therefore.
Okay, so the only changes then to the rundown I've made are that Pembroke W2 were bumped by St Edmunds W1, Keys and Downing awarded technical row overs. Back to you in the studio.
Great, thank you very much, Ben. Sounds quite an interesting race, especially the bumps with Fitzwilliam and Homerton and Sydney Sussex and Robinson, because of course on the first day Homerton overbumped Sydney Sussex, and then tomorrow they're going to be chasing each other again, so that's going to be an interesting tussle.
That is going to be very interesting indeed. Just to bring you a little bit of an update, though, Phil, on what happened beforehand. Remember, of course, that the last division, the M4, was forced to have a re-row at the bottom due to the two-man in Churchill's boat catching an ejector crab. Well, I can have... it turns out he wasn't the only one in that division, because on the row home, Queen's M3, who led the division with a row over, don't forget, one of them caught an ejector crab during the row home, not even in a race situation. Embarrassing for him.
Oh, great skills there. Slightly less humiliating than doing it in the race, but I'm not actually sure, because he's not under full pressure. You reckon he's more humiliated?
Yeah, there's no good reason to catch an ejector crab and not in a race. It's just silly.
Do we have more word from the river?
I do, yeah. Well, I can confirm I've just seen Ed throw past with foliage in the hair, so they have bumped Pembroke W2.
Brilliant. So that wraps everything up then. Back to you in the studio, and we'll rejoin you later on.
Thank you very much, guys.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside as and when it happens. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. On 97.2.